This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The central government has increased its wheat procurement target at the minimum support price MSP by 15% to 34.5 million tonnes for the current season, up from the earlier plan of 30 million tonnes. Food Secretary Sanjeev Chopra said, the decision aims to support farmers whose crops have been damaged due to unseasonal rains. Speaking at an event in New Delhi to release the annual wheat survey of the Roller Flour Mills Federation of India, Mr. Chopra said, state-wise procurement targets have also been revised upward. He added that procurement from Madhya Pradesh is now expected to be 10 million tonnes, Uttar Pradesh 2.5 million tonnes, Rajasthan 2.35 million tonnes and Uttarakhand 5,000 tonnes, with some wheat also likely to be procured from Delhi this year. The Food Secretary has said that wheat procurement quality norms in major producing states, including Punjab, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, have been relaxed to enable higher purchases from farmers affected by unseasonal rains that damaged crops. The Reserve Bank of India has cancelled the banking license of Paytm Payments Bank. In a statement, RBI said the bank is prohibited to conduct any business from immediate effect. The Apex Bank has, however, clarified that Paytm Payments Bank has enough liquidity to repay its entire deposit liability upon winding up operations. The RBI further informed that the action follows its orders dated March 2022, wherein the bank was directed to stop onboarding of new customers, followed by additional business restrictions imposed in early 2024, disallowing any further deposits, credits and top-ups in existing customer accounts and prepaid instruments, among others. The Election Commission has said no re-poll has been recommended in any of the 44,376 polling stations in West Bengal, where voting was held during the first phase on Thursday, indicating largely peaceful conduct of the exercise. According to the Commission, the polling process was completed without any major disruption that would warrant fresh voting at any booth. The Election Commission has ordered the immediate suspension of 5 police officers in West Bengal for alleged misconduct and failure to maintain neutrality during the ongoing assembly elections. The Commission has issued a warning to Diamond Harbour Superintendent of Police, Dr. Ishani Pal, for failing to ensure discipline and fairness among subordinate officers and has sought compliance with the report by 11 a.m. tomorrow. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi arrived in Islamabad in Pakistan late last night with a senior delegation, signalling renewed diplomatic efforts to revive stalled negotiations between Tehran and Washington to end the war in West Asia. Iranian delegation includes spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry, Ismail Baqai. Mr. Baqai, in a social media post, clarified that no meeting is planned between Iran and the United States, adding that Tehran's views and concerns would instead be conveyed to Washington through Pakistan. The U.S. has imposed economic sanctions on a major China-based oil refinery and around 40 shipping companies and tankers involved in transporting Iranian oil. The move announced last night follows a broader warning that secondary sanctions would target entities doing business with Iran. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for heat wave conditions today over parts of Delhi, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall today over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim. As per IMD, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and parts of Uttar Pradesh will experience warm night conditions during the next 2 days. In women's cricket, India will take on host South Africa in the fourth T20 International of the five-match series at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg tonight. The match will begin at 9:30 p.m. And in IPL cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.